This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Voting for the 70-member Delhi Assembly concluded peacefully last evening with a voter turnout of approximately 60.42%. The highest turnout of 66.25% was recorded in the Northeast Delhi district, while Southeast Delhi saw the lowest at 56.16%. In Shahadra district, the voter turnout was 63.94%. North Delhi recorded a turnout of 59.55%, and Northwest Delhi had a turnout of 60.7%. Prominent leaders whose fate was sealed in the EVMs yesterday include Parvesh Verma, Vijendra Gupta, Arvinder Singh Lovely and Ramesh Bidhuri of BJP, and Arvind Kejriwal, Atishi, Manish Sisodia of Aam Aadmi Party. From Congress side, Devendra Yadav, Sandeep Dixit and Alka Lamba were the prominent faces in this election. A total of 699 candidates were in the fray. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized that the entire Northeast is now on the path of development under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He was addressing the distribution program of over 2,800 appointment letters in Tripura government through video conference yesterday. He highlighted that the Tripura government is providing jobs with complete transparency without any discrimination, recommendation or corruption. Union Minister for Communications and Development of Northeastern Region, Jyotiraditya Sindhya, has said that the northeastern states have become a priority for the government as, for the first time in 65 years, infrastructure facilities such as rail, road and air services have been modernized and increased over the past 10 years. Delivering his speech after the inauguration of the road show in Chennai yesterday, the minister pointed out that in the next decade, the northeastern states will undergo a transformative journey, thereby providing a fast-growing ecosystem to the whole world. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guided them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on the strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate in all three.
Our young entrepreneurs, our startups, our researchers, they are really, really focused on getting that next level of innovation, which will reduce the cost. We have been using multiple AI applications within large, so many different departments, so many wings of the government. And I think that can really help us solve these population scale problems.
And now news from the Mahakumbh. Janajati Sanskritik Samagam 2025 will be held at the Mahakumbh Prayagraj today with over 15,000 tribals from across the country set to participate. Our correspondent reports that during the six-day event, everyone will take a pledge to protect the culture and traditions of tribals. The year 2025 has been declared as Janjatiya Gaurav Varsh to commemorate the 150th birth anniversary of Birsa Munda. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met SCO Secretary General Nurlan Yermekbayev in Delhi yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar congratulated him on assuming this new responsibility. In a social media post, the External Affairs Minister said they discussed India's work in SCO and building of secure SCO. Foreign Affairs Minister of Greece George Gerapetris arrived in Delhi yesterday on a four-day visit to India. During the visit, Mr. Gerapetris will hold a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar. France's government survived a no-confidence vote on Wednesday in Parliament, clearing the way for the adoption of the 2025 budget. Earlier, Prime Minister François Bayrou had invoked special constitutional powers to secure approval of the budget bill without a vote by lawmakers, which led to the no-confidence motion. In men's cricket, the first match of the three-match ODI series between India and England will be played at the Vidarbha Cricket Association Stadium in Nagpur, Maharashtra, this afternoon. And that is the end of this news bulletin.